Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, March 5th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The sermon today is Courage. The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 26.
Well, thanks for your willingness for some of you to change seats. Seems like there are some here for whom the new and shaking up the patterns is kind of exciting, or at least intriguing. Some of us, the word is much more like, oh, I'm not so much of that. And I, probably like you, have a bit of both. I was on vacation a few Sundays ago and got to do some shopping. I went to the Gap to replace my jeans. They're getting holes in the knees. I went to go find my favorite jeans. They're called Long and Leans. And I couldn't find them. I asked the salesperson where they are, and she goes, oh, we don't make those anymore. What? Wait. You don't make those anymore? Darn it. Now I have to find a new style of jean? Ugh. Which I found, but I have to say, I don't like as well as the ones that they stopped making. And I do feel like Gap took something away from me. How dare they change? And when change is forced upon us, we can get pretty grumpy and, dare I say it, stubborn. Ever been in a company where the dreaded words, upcoming reorg, get mentioned in a meeting? Or maybe you and your a friend made plans with you and then she changed at the last minute. Or have you ever been stood up? And many of you have been or even are now in the process of needing to look for a higher level of care for a loved one who is aging. For many older adults making that change from moving out of a long established home is a really tough transition and very emotional. And you know firsthand, you can't force those kind of changes on anyone. Because the change that gets pushed on us from the outside reminds us of all those things that we don't control. I don't get to determine what jeans Gap chooses to make. It means I don't get it my way. And I don't even get to change and control other people, even if the world would be so much better if they changed. In the scripture today, Peter is in a situation where he doesn't get to control all the factors. For the first part, he's in a boat that he and his disciples had gotten into on Jesus' command. It says Jesus made them get in the boat. Jesus compelled them to get in the boat. This is where you're going. And then the winds come up. Is Peter in charge of the wind? Not so much. And the winds are against the boat and the sails. And then Peter's in the dark, because Peter doesn't get to control whether it's day or night. And he certainly doesn't get to tell Jesus where Jesus gets to be or not. Jesus had gone up to the mountain to pray and sent Peter and the disciples on ahead. And then as they're out in this out-of-control situation, Jesus comes walking towards them and appears as this mysterious figure. And the disciples react in fear. It's a ghost. It's danger coming towards us. But Jesus responds, "Take heart. I am. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." Notice for a moment that Jesus didn't ask Peter to get out of the boat. This was all Peter's idea. I think I'd forgotten that small detail or overlooked it before. It's a familiar passage, keep your eyes on Jesus. But I want to go somewhere different with it this morning, because I was paying attention that Peter chose to ask Jesus, "Should I get out of the boat?" Peter didn't ask Jesus to stop the waves and the wind. Peter didn't ask Jesus to bring daylight so he could see better. And Peter was still very afraid when he asked this, But he was sort of testing out with a little bit of discernment. Could I come out to you on the water? Is this something that you want me to do? And Jesus says, yes, come. It was your idea, Peter? Go ahead, step out of the boat. And to make those small steps that Peter had the idea to do. And what happens? Peter does indeed step out of the boat. But then the winds change again. Maybe they change direction. They've been blowing from the left. Now they're blowing from the right. Peter begins to sink and he cries out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reaches out his hand and catches Peter. Take your two hands for a moment. Reach out and grab them, right? Jesus is grabbing. Okay? But I'm imagining if Jesus grabs Peter, right, your hands are going to slip out. Maybe he's doing the fireman's grip. Remember this one? Right? That wrist to wrist. So that when Jesus grabs Peter, he's really grabbing him and saying, I can pull you to safety. Jesus meets Peter where he's at, in his courage, in his fear, in his insecurity. And he reaches out with that strong grip that's not going to let Peter go. Jesus offers this firm grip even when we're afraid, even when we're stepping into changes, even the ones that we choose, because they're still scary. The good news is this, though, when Jesus is right there, grasping on, it's like having a belay when you're rock climbing. You've seen those climbing walls. People scaling vertical structures, even small kids, and they ring the bell at the top. It's a risky activity, but it's been made so much safer because there's a belayer at the bottom and a rope and a harness, and you clip in. And as you climb, you can slip or even fall off the rock face and the wall entirely, but you never fall to the ground. You never perish. For there's always that support and that rescue rope under them. And that gives people the courage to scale that wall that otherwise they would never go up. So I wonder, where might you step out in courage if you really knew you were held on to that tightly? That Jesus would be right there the moment that you became afraid. Let's face it, change does bring up all those kind of fears and the fears of what we're going to lose. But our good news is we're never alone, even in our riskiest moments. I wonder where you might make a change in your life if you just had Jesus' help to start it or to continue it. I believe that this Lenten invitation to consider what each of us individuals needs to change and to be uncomfortable at the time and to endure this discomfort of these changes is part of what Lent is about. Let me remind you again that this is a change, and if you choose to take on a Lenten discipline, thanks for sharing yours this morning, Ariel, not eating red meat and not eating pastries, no croissants for the next 6 weeks. But it's something different if it's a change that you choose to commit to than if it's something that somebody else says what you need to be doing. It's so easy to see what we would change in others, but the invitation is to figure out what you need to change for yourself. This invitation, again, like moving seats, is not something you have to do. Jesus will love you if you don't take on a Lenten discipline. But it's something that some folks choose to take on intentionally as a season of change, perhaps to stop doing something that is usually really routine. And then to notice when you automatically go to reach for something and then you pause and you say, oh yeah, there's something different in this season. Some people take away something. Some people add something. Physical exercise, commitment, additional Bible study. For some people, it's really hard to take on one more thing in your busy schedules. So perhaps you're changing an attitude. Changing something that's actually within your ability to control and implement. So while you may not be able to control your family members around you, whether it's being children who have their own ways, adult children who make choices you disagree with, partners with annoying habits, or parents who refuse to recognize their changing needs, what you can change is your own attitude, where you want to make that change. Many of you read this in the bell already. My Lenten discipline is I gave up my my iPad screen. Some of you are saying that you're giving up TV. We actually don't watch TV, so I realized there's no TV and there's no iPad screen. And what I'm starting to notice a whole 3 days in is I got an hour more sleep for the last three nights, and that's a gift. But it's a gift I never would have found had I not set the other thing aside. I knew that wasn't as good for me as it felt in the moment. So I invite you, as I finish up this sermon, to take a few moments of silence to ponder and to listen. To listen, perhaps, for what God might be planting in you this day. There's an old prayer by Richard Niebuhr. Some people have heard it like this. God, grant me the courage. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We often label it as the serenity prayer, but today I would encourage you to reflect on that as a courage prayer. God, grant me the courage to change what I can. Let us pray for some moments in silence, listening to God's response to our question. Amen. And now let us sing about asking God to change our hearts.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.